brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Important subject. This is a short segment, so I'll get to his bio at the start of the next, because some stations don't carry this segment. Most do. Carl Mayer has been called in the New York Times a populist crusader and a maverick lawyer, and he's a former law professor and served as special counsel to the New York State Attorney General. I won't get into his whole bio now, but I just wanted to give us a breakdown of what's coming up here. He's been gracious enough to join us. He is the lawyer, CarlMayer.com, who has been successfully pointing out that the NDAA absolutely eviscerates the Bill of Rights and Constitution with the secret arrest and disappearance of U.S. citizens. Obama goes past that saying, I'll kill him if I want to. And he's here to break down exactly what the NDAA is, why it's so important, and where this case is going, because it's a battle back and forth with injunctions and injunctions being lifted and all the rest of it. Carl, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Thank you very much for having me on your program. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We've only got a few minutes before you go to break here, but I wanted to have spend every minute we could with you. What is the NDAA for people that don't know?
Well, it's a bill that was passed in the dead of night last January 31st, 2011, signed by President Obama when most people were reveling on New Year's. And what it allows is it allows the government to detain in military prisons without right to jury, without right to jury trial, without right to an attorney, until the, quote, end of hostilities, which could be forever, anyone who is suspected of substantially supporting al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces. And there are no definitions in this law. It's basically a law that allows the American president to detain U.S. citizens in military prisons, which goes against 200 years of American history and Supreme Court precedent. It is in many regards, an unprecedented law. It may even be worse than some of the detentions that occurred during World War II, in that it provides for almost permanent or unlimited detention until, quote, until the end of hostilities. And the hostilities is not defined in the law. In other words, it's an open-ended war on terrorism, so-called, but there is no definitional section. I've never seen, in 25 years of legal practice, I've never seen a statute that doesn't have a definitional section. So this means that under the law, any, a journalist, an activist, anyone who, for example, writes an opinion piece sympathetic to any organization, not just al-Qaeda, the Taliban, let's say a Muslim charity, or let's say you have a reporter like Chris Hedges, who frequently is embedded and reports on the activities of these organizations in the ordinary course of his journalistic career, any of those people could be subject to detention, potentially indefinitely, without lawyer or trial. So it's frightening, it's Orwellian, and we've been fighting against this statute in court since January, 9-month battle. And if you want me to update you on the status of the fight, I could do that. It's at your pleasure.
Yes, sir. We've got two segments, about 25 minutes with you after the break. I want to come back and continue fleshing out what you just pointed out, because they like to cite holding German agents here during the war and things like that as a pretext, how they can expand this. Also, as you alluded to, the way they passed this, the way Obama said he didn't want the provisions, it turned out his lawyers demanded them. Then he said he wouldn't sign it. He did. What you think is really behind all this? Because, you probably know more than anybody outside the White House with all the documents you've been able to get and focusing on this, and you've been successful. And then on top of it, why are you the only people out there challenging it? So we've also got to salute you. CarlMayer.com is the website. If anybody needs our prayers and also moral support, but also financial support, I should ask you, how do we do that? Because this guy is fighting for all our rights. We'll be back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We could not be covering a more important issue today. The right of habeas corpus that goes back to Magna Carta 1215, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. Obama and his lawyers wrote and got Congress to pass, while denying that they were behind it, the NDAA that was signed on the 31st of December 2011. He had promised not to sign it. Now, since then, they've said, hey, it does affect U.S. citizens. In fact, we'll kill you and no one will know where you went. We'll torture you. We'll disappear you. And we'll do this if we claim you have any connection to Al-Qaeda, Taliban, or any other group we name. And I've had constitutional lawyers on from the left, right, center, you name it, to break down the fact that this affects U.S. citizens. You notice they use the Patriot Act now thousands of times a year per state in non-terror related cases. all of this is being used against us. We're now told, don't worry about Al-Qaeda. It's domestic groups are now the number one threat. And joining us to break this down and dispel a major hoax. The media is running a hoax. You heard that federal courts put injunctions against the secret arrest. You know, just like in the old days, the king says, take him to the dungeon for no reason. Take her away. Take him away. That's what this is. This is pure tyranny. And the media has been saying that it got overturned, that the law got upheld, that the injunction got overthrown. And that's a hoax. He's here to break it down. I don't normally read a guest's entire bio, but it's hard not to. CarlMayer.com is the site you should visit. There's also a Stop the NDAA site, and contributions are needed. The New York Times called him a populist crusader and maverick lawyer. He is a former law professor and served as special counsel to the New York State Attorney General. Mr. Mayer is graduated top of his class from Princeton University and holds a J.D. degree from the University of Chicago Law School and LLM degree from Harvard Law School. And he runs the Mayer Law Group, LLC, and is an author of several books, including Shakedown in Public Domain, Private Domination. Mr. Mayer runs two blogs, one of the National Corporate Corruption Untouchables Group and the other New Jersey Corruption, New Jersey Untouchables. And there's been movies made about the stuff he's covered, 60 Minutes pieces. I won't go into all of it, but he's definitely a star lawyer when it comes to fighting for the Constitution. And he's successfully getting it right up the Supreme Court now with someone else who's a great crusader. And that, of course, is Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize winner, who is a plaintiff here because he could be secretly arrested. In fact, I guess even saying the NDAA is bad. I saw a case just a few weeks ago where they were arresting peace rally people in California saying protesting war aids the terrorist overseas, so you can't protest. I even saw the attorney general say that similar things. I mean, it's so crazy. I'm ranting. Carl Mayer, thank you for coming on. Dispel the mainstream media deception about where the case is right now, and then break down where it's going and then why we should be so concerned about the NDAA, sir.
Thanks again, Mr. Jones, and thanks again for having me on the program. This is a battle for freedom. It's a battle for all of our constitutional liberties. And fortunately, your show and a few others like Democracy Now! And very few websites have been covering this battle. But the major media, both the left and the right, have virtually blacked this out. And to the extent they have covered it, they've just routinely indicated wrongly that a court just this week upheld the law. That's not the case. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York this week just put an administrative stay, which is a temporary stay, on the case while they hear the appeal. They are hearing an appeal from Judge Forrest's district court opinion, where Judge Forrest slapped an injunction permanently on the federal government to prevent them from executing, carrying out this law, and to prevent the government from rounding up U.S. citizens and putting them in military prisons. It was a huge victory. Her opinion came out on September 12th. The Justice Department worked through the following Friday evening. They were filing papers at 10:30 on a Friday night. They worked through the weekend, and the following morning they filed for an emergency appeal and stay with the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the next stop before the Supreme Court. I don't know how the appeal will come out. I'm confident that we are right on the law. This is a pure First Amendment issue. People have the right to speak, to protest, and whether they comment favorably or unfavorably on various organizations, that's our American right. And we think we're going to prevail, whether it's in the Second Circuit or the Supreme Court. But I want to assure your listeners that we will fight till the last inning, till the last out on this case, because it is so important. We have a very distinguished group of plaintiffs led by Chris Hedges and Daniel Ellsberg, but we also have a young group of activists, some of whom were involved in the Occupy Wall Street movement, others of whom are, one of whom is, for example, an elected member of Iceland's parliament who was targeted by the U.S. government simply because she dared to make a film that with WikiLeaks that showed that there was targeting of civilians in bombings over in Iraq. So We have these terrific plaintiffs. We have won this litigation at every step. This litigation began in January. We won a temporary injunction against the government back on May 16th when Judge Forrest issued it, and she prevented them from putting this heinous law into effect. It has been in place from May 16th all the way till September 12th, where it was made permanent. And then the following Monday, I believe it was the 21st maybe of September, that's when an emergency appeal was made to the Second Circuit. The government, incredibly, was claiming that they couldn't conduct the war on terrorism if they didn't have this statute to work with. And they hadn't said boo about Judge Forrest's injunction, which had been in place since May. And yet now they're bellyaching that they can't conduct an entire war on terrorism because of this one statute that targets U.S. citizens. How many other statutes do they have, including the Patriot Act, including warrantless wiretapping, including the targeted assassination of American citizens, and on and on and on? They now have, you may have covered on your show the wonderful Washington Post series called Top Secret Government, about how there are now over 1,200 government agencies devoted to this war on terrorism and 1,900 private subcontractors devoted to the war on terrorism. And they're saying they still need the power to put away U.S. citizens in military jails? Can they be serious? And that's what we're arguing. That's what we're arguing in our papers, that they can't be serious.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's a giant power grab. You've been very busy with this case, but you may have seen it. Just 3 weeks ago during the Democratic National Convention, the ACLU got all the documents, and I couldn't even believe it when I was reading it, and I'm expecting this. Peaceful activists that were driving to the scene from the state, they would pull them out of their cars, arrest them, and in the court filing, the Department of Defense was over it, asking the local judge, keep these peaceful protesters in jail, because protesting is, quote, low-level terrorism. So now the Department of Defense, I discovered this 4 years ago, Ron Paul and myself were protesting in 2008. He was in Houston. I was in Dallas protesting the Federal Reserve. And it was leaked by good people inside the Army that they had Army intelligence at each event watching us in the crowds, videotaping us in plain clothes for terrorism. So they're basically using the Army now against the American people already.
Yes. And incredibly, when President Obama sent a statement to the Senate before this law was passed, he said, and I'm quoting, "It goes against 200 years of American history that the military would police our streets." And yet he signed the bill, which was a total double standard, a total sellout of his civil rights supporters, and a total undermining of American liberty. Even during the Civil War in the United States, there was a case decided shortly after the Civil War called Ex Parte Milligan, and it dealt with a Confederate sympathizer who was a civilian who was threatened to blow up the governments of Ohio and Indiana in a plot to overthrow some of the northern free states. He was detained in a military prison. And in Ex Parte Milligan, the Supreme Court ruled, even during a crisis such as the Civil War, U.S. citizens are entitled to the protections of U.S. courts, meaning a right to a trial by jury of their peers, a right to an attorney, etc. And this overturns that precedent. And we are confident that if we go to the Supreme Court, and we're confident before the Second Circuit, that the justices will see that. And it doesn't matter whether you're left, right, or center. This is a core issue of freedom. The one case that the government has relied on is a case called Ex Parte Quirin, which you alluded to before, Mr. Jones, which had to do with the detention of German soldiers during World War II. Well, the fact of the matter is those were soldiers of a foreign army, of a standing army. There's no such allegation about any of these plaintiffs here, and there's nothing written into the statute requiring that they be representing a foreign standing army. One of them was a U.S. citizen recently, but even Justice Scalia, in an opinion cited by Judge Forrest in this case below, wrote straightforwardly ex parte querum was wrongly decided. So it doesn't matter whether it's a conservative justice, a liberal justice, right justice, left justice. This is a core issue of free speech and also of due process. You can't have due process in this country, which the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution guarantees, if you're taken out of the civil justice system and put into some sort of military detention.
Well, sure. Since when in U.S. states do you have the Department of Defense coming to a judge and saying, keep American protesters in jail? Clearly, under NORTHCOM and all this, the military, under the Military Commissions Act, all of this is operating domestically. We're seeing drones now being used to arrest cattle rustlers in North Dakota. I mean, pulling back from this, again, we're talking to Carl Mayer. He's the lawyer who's been successfully fighting through the courts to restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process so we can't be secretly arrested. Why do you historically think that bipartisan we see presidents moving towards getting rid of due process? Why does the establishment want this? Because, you know, even corrupt establishments want due process because they understand it can be used against them. I mean, it's such an incredibly dangerous thing. I mean, even people like Kim Jong-il of North Korea, the late dictator, at least on paper, they have lots of rights. The Soviets had lots of rights. The Nazis even had lots of rights on paper. This putting it on paper that we live under such a tyranny is, I'm a layman, but correct me if I'm wrong as a constitutional scholar, is this not really some new uncharted waters that we've entered here?
I think it is, in that, as I said earlier, I've never seen a statute that doesn't have a definitional section. The Obama administration and the Bush administration before it made clear that they wanted to have as much ambiguity and confusion in these statutes as possible. And it's when the ambiguity and the confusion start that due process ends. And it's when you have unchecked government power to detain in military prisons that the First Amendment is extinguished. We're also in uncharted territories, and the attitude of the government and all of their briefs and their papers is, sorry, third branch of government, sorry, judges, sorry, judicial branch, you don't have a role during wartime. It's the executive branch, and it's the unchecked war powers of the president that are to prevail during wartime. I think part of this has to do, you ask me, why is this happening? Part of this has to do with the executive always tries to grab more power, and they need to be checked by the other branches. What's new here is this is an aggressive move against the judiciary, which Judge Forrest, in her opinion, was very offended by and even suggested in an August 7th hearing that the government may be in contempt. Because the government, incredibly, in response to Judge Forrest's questions, said they don't even keep track of whether people are detained under the NDAA. So how could they be in compliance with her injunction? She suggested they may be in contempt. So it's the executive branch shunting aside the judiciary. I also think, and I don't want to sound too conspiratorial, and I don't think I am. I think that the corporate elites and the governmental elites that run our country are now afraid of the citizenry. Because for the last 30 years, this country has been run for the benefit of the billionaires and the elite corporations, as well as the foreign policy establishment and those in government. And we've seen a massive decline in the standard of living of Americans. We've seen an erosion of our civil rights because the people who run this country and the corporations that run this country do not want to see a moment of protest and rebellion, which this country is so overdue for. This is the first time in American history we've gone 40 years without a major counter-reaction.
We've got police now killing people for no reason, people in wheelchairs. I mean, it's getting really scary how they're federalizing the police. They're training them to be brutal. They're training citizens to spy on each other. People are getting arrested for paying with a $5 bill at a toll booth. I mean, we talk about how we're such a free country. All we've got left is the First Amendment. And I think that's why your suit's so important, and people should go to Stop NDAA.org and read the papers, read the press releases, watch the videos, and donate, because you guys point out this is an attack on the press. The way this NDAA is written, you guys are fighting an NDAA that they claim is fighting Al-Qaeda. And so by the act of, you know, me supporting you, now I, by extension, am doing it because it's written so broadly.
Read the transcript of the original trial before Judge Forrest in federal court in Manhattan. Repeatedly, Judge Forrest asked the government attorneys, can you assure me today that these plaintiffs, journalists and activists all, have no fear of being detained under the NDAA? The answer, repeatedly, we cannot make that representation, Your Honor. We cannot make that representation, Your Honor. We cannot make that representation, Your Honor, because this law is totally out of control in focusing not just on people who give material support or armed support to terrorists, but it has now broadened it out to include speech and other conduct of expression that should never be penalized in this country. And I would add one other thing, Mr. Jones. You referred earlier to the police. I never thought in my lifetime we'd actually see in many cases the police is replaced by what looked like paramilitary units. It used to be, when we were growing up, you would have police officers in uniforms on the street corner, and now we have people dressed in paramilitary uniforms throughout the country. That is a cultural shift. It is a sort of representation of what's happening in the wider society. But where the rubber meets the road is whether this law can be enforced or not.
Sure. Tell us where the NDAA is going from here. For people that don't understand the different proceedings, when does it go to the Supreme Court, and what we can do to help restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution?
Sure. Well, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing the appeal now. We have a motion. We're in the middle of writing our briefs now on a motion for a stay pending an appeal. There is a temporary administrative stay put on. We want to lift that stay and just have the appeal process work out, which probably will take a couple of months. After that, depending on how it goes, the Supreme Court may or may not hear it, depending on whether they want to review it or not. I would think they would. That process could take another few months. I would expect that we may know the answer in the next year, or maybe even sooner than that.
Sure. Real fast, what happens if the courts overturn it, which if there's any sanity left, obviously they will, and then the executive just continues, whether it's Obama or Romney? I would expect, with the belligerence we've seen and the power grabbing by the executive bureaucracy that we know is really running things, that they'll just continue to enforce it even though it's going to be overturned.
Well, we'll do everything in our power not to let that happen. We'll file a motion for contempt if we had to. Judge Forrest suggested clearly that she would invite one. We'll file a motion for contempt if we have any indication that they are continuing. I can't imagine that they would, unless they wanted to provoke a constitutional crisis, and that's what it would become. Right now, it's a constitutional standoff. Basically, the executive department has told the judges to take a hike, that they don't really care about their review. But it could turn into a constitutional crisis.
Sure, that's why I say that, as we've seen their posture is, we don't even need the NDAA. Obama's like, we'll just kill whoever we want.
Right. Well, they haven't, fortunately, until now, they haven't targeted citizens within the United States. The NDAA targets citizens within the United States, which is why it's so frightening. But it's the entire bill is frightening. And that's why we have to fight with everything we have. If you can't contribute, people can go to our websites and volunteer. You know, we've had volunteer attorneys fly in from California, from Boulder, Colorado, a woman named Rita Agu, a guy named Robert Jaffe in California. They came from across the country to help us in our fight in federal court in Manhattan. We have law students. We've got a terrific young Zach Liska is a young student at Cardozo Law. You know, people from all over the country have a role to play in this. So you don't have to have necessarily legal skills. Just join the fight to protect our freedom.
Well said. Carl Mayer has been our guest, and hopefully we can get updates from you as this unfolds. StopNDAA.org. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll continue to follow this historical case.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
All right, there he goes. Thank you, sir. Wow. Okay, I'm going to come back, give the phone number out, cover some more really important news there. But Americans secretly disappearing into the night? I mean, come on, folks. Even the Nazis didn't put stuff like this on paper.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. All over the country, we see footage coming in of people on the street videotaping, and the police come over and say you have to have a permit to videotape when there is no law. All over the country, government is lying and forcibly injecting children, saying there's a law they have to take every new vaccine. There is no law anywhere. All over the country, we are seeing parents told they can't pack their children's school lunches anymore, that they've got to buy it from the government, and that the federal government is over what they eat. The last vestiges of our free republic are being dissolved, decimated, demolished, removed right now. And you are the target. Remember that. I meant to get with the lawyer we had on, whose case is in the federal courts right now, Carl Mayer. I meant to bring up this point, but I ran out of time. It's in the news that Al-Qaeda is the main force that the West is arming against the Shiite Iranians in Iran, but also in Syria and Libya. And that's admitted now. So how can we give up our rights because of Al-Qaeda when our government runs Al-Qaeda? And we just have to come down to the admission that we got taken over and the government is criminal. I don't care if the cop next door to you is a nice guy. I don't care if the school teacher down the street's a nice lady. I don't care if the guy that works the local water district's a nice fella. I don't care if the city planner you know, is really good at poker and you guys have fun going out and getting drunk. They may be nice people individually, but at the top, it's run by wicked people. Our country has been globalized, not just federalized, because the feds themselves have been globalized. And the people running this planet don't just not care about our lives. They hate us. That's why they're in charge, because they're willing to do anything. And so I'll say it again. Danger, danger, danger. Alert, alert, alert. We have been seized by criminals. They are dismantling every check and balance. They are training and arming up giant armies of paramilitary police and others. I was talking a while back to a family member of mine who's been in the Army like 24 years. They're as high up as you can get as a non-commissioned officer. And they were offered to be over an entire area of a base. And they said, no, I want to be a gunner on a helicopter. And when asked, why do you want to be sent back again? They said, I want to die on a pile of brass. And they're only allowed to be in the Army another year and a half. I guess officially, then you get out and they put you back in. And that's all these guys even know. I mean, they are completely programmed by what they've done. 24 years in every clandestine war, battle, you name it. And doesn't want to come home, basically. Just like, I guess, in the Hurt Locker. Just wants to be sent back. Now, you take somebody like that who has just become a creature of war, stare into the abyss long enough, you become the abyss, wedded to war. And war is wedded to him. Lord knows how much DU he's breathed. And I'd imagine when he probably dies younger than he should from it, it won't even be an issue. It won't even be an issue that there won't be people there to actually physically play taps. There'll be a recording of it. Because humans are programmable. And when we don't understand that we're programmable and we give ourselves over to programming, we lose our humanity. We lose our humanity. That's why you hear and see all this culture about zombies. And they got an article out now about zombie bees that get a parasite in them, and then the bee becomes a host and flies around bumping into things. And, oh, Homeland Security put out a report saying prepare for zombie attacks. Get food and water. That's a sick joke on you. They're saying you're a zombie. They're teaching you that you're dead inside, that you're ugly, that you're worthless, that you need to be mowed down, because they know during a total physical collapse, they know that the general public will behave like zombies. This has all been programmed. It's all been prepared. It's all been set up. And once people have been programmed, they look at you and they don't care if they're slaves because they're following the program. What is smoking? It's a program. It's not just addictive. You get used to buying the cigarettes, opening them up, putting them in your mouth, lighting them, putting them out. It's the ritual. Sexual addiction, the same thing. Drinking, same thing. All this. They know that once they get you in the habit of using a cell phone, it won't matter if they admit in hundreds of studies it's given you brain cancer. Doesn't matter if Sheryl Crow comes out and warns you. You're going to kill yourself because you're used to drinking out of that little pool. And it doesn't matter if somebody's poisoned that pool. You're like a gazelle that will go and drink from it and watch the other gazelles around you die. And you'll keep drinking because you're an animal. And you can't figure out long-term things. You're thinking only in the moment. And so I sit here watching us in a totally planned system. I see us being destroyed for lack of knowledge. And once they get somebody in this zombie-like state, a self-satisfied delusion, it's almost impossible to get them out of it because they don't want to get out of it. They don't want out of the matrix. They want to stay in it. I mean, it is a fact that for over 100 years, you can look at about 1910 as the demarcation point, the point of no return, that a eugenics-based government has been in control. Not in full control, but had its beachhead over the federal government, began to federalize states so they could carry out their eugenics program. It's a fact. For 40 years, they've been taking your blood at birth and putting it in a UN database. It's a fact that all the major GMO crops have had backdoor genes added to them to attack your organs, to give you cancer, and to reduce your fertility. It's a fact that they put souped-up, acid-based sodium fluoride in the water to wreck your endocrine system. It's a fact they chose, out of thousands of plastic formulas, one in the 40s that releases estrogen to feminize men, hyperfeminize women. It is a fact that we are being absolutely murdered right now. It is a fact. Rob Dew, we have a major institute coming on tomorrow. It's broken news that we're going to put up as a press release. I mean, I learned about this months ago, but they weren't ready to go with it yet. Of hospitals doing secret medical tests for the FDA and EPA on their people. Well, of course, that's why in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they would take doctors and have them start out by doing lethal tests on foster children and military personnel. And prisoners. They usually start them on prisoners. Well, these prisoners don't deserve to not have dioxin sprayed on them secretly at night. So we've got the medical end where we put them in there and we spray this on them. And then when they die, you take part of the cover-up. They all deserve to be killed anyways. When they die, you help us dissect them. And then next, now we're going to do it to some foster kids. These kids have bad gene pools. These are real cases I'm mentioning here. And then next, you're killing 5-year-old kids. And then next, you're at the VA pumping carbon monoxide, calling it a test, into face mask on veterans. Kill them. God almighty, man, I tell you. And then they take those people and they put them over the heads of your local hospital. See, they've put their people everywhere. See, it's only now that I really figured out that it's really worse than I said, and they've got their operatives all over the place. And the only reason they haven't killed me is because their plan's going basically on schedule. It's a little bit behind. And they don't want to stir everybody up. They got you in a coma. They've got you in a trance. They got you right where they want you, and they're going to kill you. They're going to take their time. I use the analogy of back when I had time to deer hunt and liked it. When I watched, 20 or 30 doe come out to a deer feeder, I wanted to wait till a big buck came out, a big trophy. So when a spike comes out or a little 6-point comes out or something with a rack, 25 inches across, I don't shoot them. Because I know the big daddy's waiting and watching everybody out there to see if they get shot before he comes out. Or he wants to see what happens to that little rutting buck before he comes out and copulates, has Congress with one of those females. And that's exactly, they've got this whole thing set up. They founded IBM to do this. They founded Microsoft. They founded Facebook. Facebook's the name of the CIA file, a computer file for people's faces, face scans. Google, I told you all this, many years ago. Now it's admitted because people are so deep into the trance now that they're just throwing it out in everybody's face. You see, the globalists, they haven't told me this, but I've now reverse engineered it years ago. And then I was able to later find bits and pieces where they admitted it. They believe that a show like mine, they believe you're so weak. They believe you're so pathetic that basically all I'm doing is psychologically inoculating you to the fact that all of this is being done to you. So that when leaks come out and things that they don't fully control, because they're not in full control yet. Oh, when they get in full control, they're going to drop the hammer. We're talking 90%, 80% in some of their more lenient documents will be exterminated. But there they are, laying all this out. And they believe that shows like mine psychologically inoculate everyone that this is going on. They believe that you're so weak, you'll just become comfortable with the way things really are. Because you're so set in the daily rituals, the daily habits that they've put you into. I knew 15 years ago all this recycling and stuff was about the system setting the precedent that they tell you what to do with something that sounds reasonable and that it was a ritual to ritualize doing what you're told. And then later I saw government documents and think tank documents, we've covered them on air, where they admit they're habitualizing and ritualizing all this and setting the precedent with things that sound reasonable on the surface. To then come in and say, by the way, now you're not going to have more than one child. And by the way, you're going to live in a tiny house. And by the way, you're not going to have a car. And by the way, you're going to work more for less. But it's not for the environment. It's for their total control. While all the real environmental crises, open air genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, all of that just goes on pell-mell because these people believe they're going to become God and their religion is about not caring what they do. They think it's cool to destroy beautiful life force systems. They believe they get power from it. They had a Satanist 20 years ago kill the treaty oak, big famous oak tree, where they signed treaties and things here in Austin. He thought he'd get all this power by digging into it at night off a major road and putting weed killer in it. Come on, these globalists are so evil. I mean, if people knew that I'm not just here saying all this, if you knew that, we're facing the pit of hell. The absolute, pure, 100% crystalline evil. You'd realize none of this means anything. I tell you, it is a wake-up call, though, when you have basically no ego anymore. And none of it means anything. It's not exciting when some movie star calls you up at home. It's not exciting when some rock star calls you anymore. It's not exciting when a good-looking woman comes on to you. It's not exciting. None of it is exciting anymore. Of course, I'm more fulfilled than ever. But none of it, because I know it's all a projection. It's fantasy land. When you look at a beautiful woman on Fox News, licking her lips, looking sexually excited, she's looking at a camera. She's looking at a teleprompter. She's been trained to flirt with you, but it's digital systems being sent through a satellite into your television. The woman isn't really there. And I know you consciously know that, but I watch groups of men watch women on television like it's really their friend when the woman flirts with you. And folks, if you can understand that's not real, you can understand the rest of it. None of it's real. None of it matters. You understand that? All that matters is getting these controllers out of control. All that matters is getting you to wake up at some feeble level to what's going on so we can resist this. All right, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to say it again if you got children. Every time I look at people's innocent, sweet little children, I get upset. The globalists are killing you and your family. I look at most children. You can see how ill they are. Most of them are going to be dead by the time they're 20.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
So many people say, Alex, why don't you look on the bright side? I do. There's so much good in this world. There's so many innocent people in this world. There's so many people that have beautiful hearts and beautiful minds who are good and kind and caring and constructive. But those people are naive because they think the rest of the world is like them. And to protect the good, we have to admit that there's evil in this world. Millions of people a year now die of bad drug interactions and infections in hospitals. It's the number one cause of death in this country. Hands down. And the reason that's happening is because there's a culture of death in this nation. And it runs across the board. And we're much, much later in the ballgame than most people think or want to even admit. That's all I'm trying to get out to people. All right, we're going to have open phones into the next hour. And I've got a lot of other news. I mean, look at Paul Ryan on NFL ref lockout. Time to get the real refs back. And then they've got Democrats responding. I mean, you know, we're talking about referees in a game. While the troops are using depleted uranium that is a death sentence to all of them. It's just a very screwed up society. Television has allowed the system to do this. And the greatest mind scientists the world has ever seen have trained and researched to understand every little facet of our minds to manipulate us. And the only way to ever wake up, you know, the old term, America slept or the world slept while evil grew. That's not just a figure of speech. People are sleeping. And you must awaken. So many say, well, if I awaken, what am I going to do about it? Just the act of awakening means that you will become more informed and then you will be driven to warn others and we can turn this around. You know, the biggest message to those that serve the system is you're being targeted by all this as well. And if you would just research what I'm saying, you'd find out I wasn't lying to you. Here's a quick story. We'll go to break and come back with your calls. Last week, I was driving along and I saw cars all over the place with boots on them. So I pulled over next to a Mexican food restaurant on Martin Springs Road named Chewy's. Nice place. And I'm shooting some video of a car. It's not parked in a no parking area, but it's parked on the side. And it wasn't parked at Chewy's. It was parked across the little road there. And it had a boot on it and had a sticker saying, you know, do not move this vehicle. And I just started shooting video of it, saying, you notice John Corzine can steal billions and all this can happen, but I'm seeing boots slapped on cars now for minor tickets and things. It's all part of the control freak system. And I hear these women saying, what are you doing? Is that your car? So I turn the camera off. I walk over. These two women are standing there. They weren't dressed like managers. I just said, you're the managers of this place, aren't you? They said, yeah, how'd you know that? And I said, I just could tell by your bearing. And they said, is that your car? We asked you that. And I said, no. Well, why are you filming? And I said, hey, you know the government shoots little kids up with syphilis. They started laughing at me. I said, oh, you think that's funny, huh? I know, that's crazy. Because if what I just said is true, we got an evil government. So you're not going to go look that up, even though it's declassified and admitted. You're just going to laugh at me. They were smiling and laughing. And I said, you've all been injected with cancer viruses. You take vaccines, don't you? And I said, hey, I'm not going to go eat in your restaurant. Okay, I was just taking video of this. So I go enjoy yourselves. That's how I deal with these people now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.